Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and today's conversation is with Sam Palcrano, Vice President of Sustainability within the U.S. Postal Service. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Bill Takis. Now, Sam, the Postal Service works closely with the International Postal Corporation, or IPC, a cooperative association of 24 postal operators in Europe, North America, and Asia. Would you tell us more about IPC's environmental measurement and monitoring system pilot?
Yes, Michael, and we're pleased to be part of that particular initiative. In 2008, the International Postal Corporation developed and piloted what they call the Environmental Measurement and Monitoring System. And of course, in postal services, we all love acronyms, the EMMS. And what that does is that provides for the membership to have a common carbon measurement and reporting framework. So we're all baselining our carbon emissions and then also having a standard reporting format and ways of measuring it going forward so we can see what our accomplishments are. So it's a very interesting tool, and it focuses in a couple areas. First, we, of course, each year have to provide all of our data to the IPC, and they input it into the system. It generates a scorecard, and it covers two key elements. The first comprises 10 management proficiency areas. So what are you doing in the areas of programs and policy and reporting and goal setting? And then the second component of it is the carbon performance data itself. And what are those emission figures and what's your performance across 20 different indicators? So in the area of the postal business, for example, we're looking at what's our performance against pieces of letter mail, parcels, express mail, priority mail, et cetera. So it's actually very specific to our industry.
Sam, there's been a lot of discussion in the press lately about the Postal Service transitioning to a five-day mail delivery schedule and essentially eliminating Saturday delivery some other day. And there's been a lot of reasons that have been discussed about why the Postal Service would move in that direction. Can you talk to us a little bit about how going to a five-day delivery schedule could benefit the Postal Service sustainability efforts?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Bill. Well, five-day by its very nature, because you'll be not delivering on a Saturday, will have a significant reduction in our vehicle use and our fuel use for that particular day. And it's a fairly significant number. But let me first make clear that we can't do anything at all unless Congress gives us approval. Always have to get that in there. By reducing that one day, by our own estimates, if you just take 1/6 of our fuel use, and of course, this is just a rough number, you'd have to convert to different types of alternative fuels and everything. It's almost 24 million gallons of reduction in a single year. And that equates to about 315 to 530,000 metric tons of greenhouse gases in a year. And to put that in perspective, once again, that's equivalent to about 60,000 or 95,000 gasoline-powered passenger cars being taken off the road.
And there's cost savings to the Postal Service as well.
Absolutely. We're estimating that it's around $3.1 billion.
Well, on another topic, technology and automation, I know, are very integral to what the Postal Service has done for many, many years. And we were wondering if you could talk to us a little bit about your efforts on pursuing green computing and programs like that.
Yeah, absolutely. This is another area where our business units are leading. Our IT group has done a wonderful job in the past couple of years in helping us in our sustainability initiatives. A number of things that they've done. For example, all of our printers, all of our systems printers in the Postal Service have now been converted so that they print on double-sided and only in black and white. If you want single-sided or color, you have to actually go in and request that to get that. That's a significant change. Just a single piece of paper, for example, color print roughly is around 6 to 8 cents, depending on the amount of toner that's used, whereas a black and white copy is like a penny and a half. So significant savings in an organization our size. The other thing that they've done is they just very recently, this past fall, implemented what we call a sleep on land software. We, because of the size of our organization, have to maintain the security of our internet and intranet and everything. So we were leaving systems on. What this does is it puts many of the computers basically to sleep. And then if there's some sort of a security breach or issue, they wake the computers back up, they load the security patch, and then the system puts them back to sleep. They're implementing that on about 60,000 units right now. So we're very pleased with the power saving that's associated there. The other thing they've done is they've now, this past year, taken out 5,000 of the old CRT monitors and replaced them with thin film transistor monitors, much more energy efficient. And of course, we're out there publicizing and advertising that when you go home at night, turn off your monitor also to help us reduce our energy. And as you can imagine, we have some very large IT data centers. They're in Eagan and San Mateo, and they replaced over 3,000 servers with what's known as blade servers. They've reduced from 3,000 to 650 of these blade-type servers. That saved us about $1.7 million, of which $366,000 was solely related to reducing our energy costs. And the other aspects of that savings is related in a reduction in the end-of-life cost for recycling those types of servers as opposed to the other ones.
So you're seeing both a reduction in cost to you, environmental impacts, as well as better performance out of the systems as well.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been doing a wonderful job.
Could you also tell us, so you mentioned before a little bit about the use of your green teams within the Postal Service. Could you tell us a little bit more about what they are, what they have to do, and how they're leveraging things like Lean Six Sigma methods to identify cost savings or even cost avoidance opportunities?
Started piloting them a little over a year ago. And of course, we started since you always want to be in a leadership position. We started with the headquarters building, which houses about 3,000 employees. So we created this cross-organizational green team made up of representatives from maintenance, IT, operations, supply management, et cetera. And we decided to focus in five key areas. So they focus on reducing energy use, lowering our petroleum vehicle use for that particular facility's vehicles, improving water efficiency, reducing the purchase of supplies, and also we're working on going to a zero-waste environment to reduce our solid waste cost as well and increasing our recycling revenues. So they focus on those five goals. We had great results. We expanded that to our 8 regional offices, we call them area offices, and in just 1 year, they were able to achieve a little over $5 million savings in just 9 buildings alone, just 9 buildings. So we saw great results. We're now rolling them out to our areas, and we just completed the Southeast. We've rolled it out into the 8 districts in the Southeast, and we're now moving over to our Pacific area to roll it out into their districts. And then those green teams are also going into some of their largest facilities and establishing teams and where they see a good bang for the buck. And as you mentioned, Bill, we're focused on Lean Six Sigma is how we're driving our performance. Lean focuses on reducing waste and improving the process flows, while the Six Sigma aspect of that concentrates on reducing variation and defects and improving the quality. So when you put those two together, you get a wonderful result. So we're very pleased. We're looking forward to what the rollout is. Our plan is to roll it out to all 80 of our districts across the United States within the next 2 years.
That's wonderful. Sam, reducing waste is central to becoming more sustainable. And I understand that the Postal Service generates about an estimate of 400,000 metric tons of municipal waste. Would you tell us more about your integrated waste management program?
I'm pleased to say that our environmental group and human resources group for Hoota Report are really working at integrating our waste management program across our facility inventory. So when we look at the things that they're doing now, in 2009, our employees reduced the amount of municipal solid waste generated by 7% compared to 2008. In 2009, we actually recycled 51% of our solid waste. The president's new executive order is targeting 50%, so we've already exceeded that particular goal. The other thing that we've done is last year, we increased the amount of recycled or reused electronics by 73% last year. So we're very pleased with those results. In 2009, we generated an estimated 455 metric tons of municipal solid waste. And as I mentioned, we recycled a little over half of that. So we're really doing well. The other thing that we've done now, as I mentioned, this zero waste concept. Last year, we rolled that out and piloted it in 19 facilities. And this year, we've already got 9 of our vehicle maintenance facilities and 9 of our plants have increased their average recycling rates. VMFs have achieved 92%, and the plants have achieved 87%. So just that other part now is solid waste going to landfills. So really a great improvement.
So with leading by example is really what you've described for us today, and the Postal Service is actually doing that from all the statistics you've offered us. I wanted to know, how is the Postal Service helping its customers with better eco-friendly choices? And how does the cradle-to-cradle certification factor into this effort?
Well, I'm pleased to say, Michael, that we're leading the mailing industry right now through our green certification of our products. We are the first and the only shipping or mailing company that's earned cradle-to-cradle certification for its environmentally friendly design and the health standards of our priority mail and our express mail products, as well as when you go into the post office now, what we call the ready post envelopes and the mailing supplies, all of them have now been cradle to cradle certified as well. And they're 100% recyclable. So in 2009, just as an example to give you some idea of the context of the volume, we provided nearly 1 billion cradle to cradle certified mailing supplies to our customers last year alone.
Could you elaborate on what goes into getting that certification?
Yeah, it's really an exhaustive process. So, for example, the priority mailbox, it literally gets into breaking down every single component that goes into making every part of that box. So how is the cardboard made? What are the raw products that go into making that cardboard? The ink, what are the chemicals that go into the ink? We actually had changed some inks as a result. So you go to more environmentally friendly products. I mean, it goes through every single detail. It's a chemical analysis, and it's fairly exhaustive. But we did it actually without increasing our cost. So we were very pleased with the result of that, and we're going to continue moving forward in that area. In fact, we're working right now to actually get our stamps cradle-to-cradle certified.
Oh, interesting. So you have around 600,000 employees, if not more, and the postal workforce is key to the success of any effort that you folks are pursuing. How are you engaging your employees to follow a culture of conservation?
Well, as I mentioned before, and when we talked about leadership, is you really got to get your employees engaged, and your success is dependent on them accepting your vision and moving that forward for you as an organization. So, as I mentioned, we've established the green teams. We're rolling them out to all the districts in our 8 different areas using the Lean Six Sigma methods. But let me just give you some results of what some of the offices have done already. In the Eastern Area office, that green team, for example, last year reduced its petroleum use 21%. In the Southeast Area green team, they reduced their energy use at their facility 7% this past year. So, as I said, we're seeing real results in these particular areas. The other things that we've done is we've created in our intranet a green website that our employees can access. We're sharing all these best practices so that the teams don't really have to recreate or reinvent the wheel. They can go on site and see what the other teams have done, take that practice and just implement it within their respective facilities so you get a quick return on your time and your investment. Last year on Earth Day, we launched what we call the New Green Newsroom. It's a library of the Postal Service's green news, history, and information. We also have the green website that's on USPS.com so that our customers in the mailing industry can access. And we've got all kinds of tips that you can use either as a mailer to green your particular mailing product or that our customers can use to also improve their environmental impact. We also have fairly significant events around Energy Day and Earth Day at our headquarters unit and across the organization. Various number of our facilities also do that. So we've been driving this, and the nice part of this is our employees are getting engaged and are very engaged, and our success overall will depend a lot on what they're able to do out there.
So there's a level of excitement among your employees on these issues.
Right? Yeah, I think what I'm seeing, quite frankly, is that these are things that our employees can get very enthused about, and they resonate. These things resonate with them because they see this in their everyday world. And also, all these things that we do at work, many of them can be transferred to their at home to improve their performance, whether it's energy at the home or their own recycling improvements in their municipalities as well.
What's the future of sustainability programs within the U.S. Postal Service? We will ask Sam Palcrano, Vice President of Sustainability within the U.S. Postal Service, to share with us when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.